Hallmark Media presents Title Card, My Sweet Austrian Holiday. An illuminated carousel turns. St. Stephen's Square, nighttime. Next, in an opulent ballroom decorated for Christmas. An older woman turns to another.
Charlotte, you have really outdone yourself this time. I am going to start calling you the confectionery queen.
Charlotte.
More like a chocoholic elf.
The chairman.
Can I have your attention, please?
Everyone turns toward him.
Now for what we've all been waiting for. The grand total from tonight's Children's Hospital of Vienna Christmas fundraiser. Together, we have raised 250,000 euros toward the new surgical wing.
Wow.
And with the matching donation from Henry Broadbent of Eurostar Developments, we have 500,000 euros.
So amazing.
Thank you, Henry, for your generosity this holiday season. Please, enjoy the entertainment and some incredible Viennese chocolate, compliments of Doebler chocolate.
Henry.
I'm pretty sure they say that laughter is the best medicine, but, well, I think it's chocolate.
Your cholesterol, Henry. Chocolate? You know it runs in the family.
I know you watch my father like a hawk, Wilfred, but I have it completely under control. Besides, me giving up chocolate is like Santa giving up cookies for kale. Not happening.
Tater tinsel toffee?
Tater tinsel toffee? What's that?
Perhaps a potato took a dip in a chocolate fountain.
Potato?
That's what a tater is, as in tater tots. Oh.
Charlotte.
Very sorry to interrupt. They're actually crushed potato chips. Yeah, the salt and the sweet, they complement each other. They make the perfect comfort food combo.
I think I'll stick to classic confection. Thank you.
Well, I always say in life and in chocolate that change is the thing that keeps life from being a snooze fest, so maybe you should try one.
Snooze fest? Oh, excuse me.
A little ballerina pulls the dark-haired, charming Henry away.
Oh, while I adore Tchaikovsky, I'm afraid I left my point shoes at home.
Charlotte approaches.
I would love to dance with you.
The little girl takes Charlotte by the hand.
What should we do?
A group of mini ballerinas surround her. Henry watches them. Charlotte follows along with their movements. Her long blonde hair cascades over her shoulders. Henry looks on approvingly. Henry applauds as Charlotte steps away. Wilfred steps up beside him. Charlotte rejoins her older friend.
We should get going.
Wilfred.
Early start tomorrow.
Henry.
Don't remind me.
Wilfred walks away.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
We're all good.
The next day, the Doebler chocolate shop. Inside, an array of delectable chocolate confections. Charlotte.
Morning, Maya.
Maya.
So, what yummy creations have you come up with now?
Well, this is a cranberry tumbled in milk chocolate and coated with evergreen essence.
Honestly, where do you get the time?
I find it.
Wait, were you in the kitchen all night again?
I might have been.
Charlotte, you have got to stop doing this.
It's just until Vienna's Chocolatier of the Year is announced. I have to do everything I can. This could help us drum up more support with the appeal at City Hall.
Now, you know that that is probably wishful thinking.
I know, but I have to do everything I can. Losing this building to a developer is not an option.
Well, you filed your appeal. That should do it. And besides, we have historical standing.
I'm just having a lot of trouble proving it.
Well, if anyone can do it, it's you.
I hope you're right. Hey, will you try one of these? I was thinking maybe we could give out some samples at the market tonight and get some customer reviews.
Maya tries a chocolate.
I feel like I've been transported to a Christmas tree farm. I can see a handsome lumberjack chopping down a tree. Oh, wait, he's calling me over.
Maya fans herself with her hands.
The flavors work. It's good.
You're sure it's not too out there?
No, you're innovative. Like your grandmother. I work beside her every day. For over 20 years, and she always said, innovation is the key to success.
I know.
Yes.
Man, I really wish she was here. She knew everything about the history of this building, and she would know exactly which chocolate would knock the competition out of the park.
You don't need that. You have already made it through the first three rounds.
Yes, but this is the one that matters.
An employee enters and gets to work.
Morning, Deirdre.
Morning.
Deirdre. To Maya.
Would you be okay to take care of the Christmas market today, and I will come to hand out samples tonight?
Get some sleep.
Nag, nag, nag.
Oh!
Charlotte exits. Next, Charlotte's in the chocolate shop's apartment, a slightly modernized space with European charm. Charlotte sits in the living room looking at photographs, a photograph of her grandmother.
Hi, Oma.
Charlotte.
I miss you.
A cuckoo clock chimes. Next in an office.
What you ask for.
All of our properties are in escrow now.
Mm-hmm. Young woman.
This one.
What's its current use?
It is an artisan chocolate shop, a Dobler.
A chocolate store. So some small, insignificant business owner is holding us up for a big payout. I thought the lawyers had tied all that down.
All except this one.
Who is this person?
She's a lawyer. She's trying to block it. She made an appeal at City Hall claiming that her store is a historical landmark.
That's nonsense. I have all the documents to prove those buildings were destroyed during the war and rebuilt in 1945. She has no claim. No.
She's not backing down. This could hold us up in court forever. We could lose.
An assistant ushers in Henry and Wilfred.
Henry. I'm Morgana Allard, CEO of Danube Development. This is my assistant.
They shake hands.
Jewish.
Henry.
Of course. It's lovely to put faces to the emails. This is Wilfred. He's my right-hand man and will be assisting with the integration.
Morgana.
No disrespect, but we thought your father was coming.
No. He recently retired and left complete control of Eurostar to me.
And Danube Development. Would have been nice to know, considering he just purchased our company.
Well, it was a last-minute decision. Somewhat personal, actually. What an amazing view.
Henry steps up to the window.
Well, now that you are officially president of our company, we'll be working a lot together.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
We're very excited about the project. From what I understand, it was the main reason your father acquired our company.
That and his love of Vienna.
Did you want to see some details?
Oh, not now. Yeah, I presume everything is on target. No problems that we should be aware of?
None. The board has signed off on the designs, the loans are in place, and all of the businesses are in escrow.
Ah, great.
Wilfred.
Gordon spoke very highly of you. We have all the confidence in the world that you'll lead this to a successful completion.
Thank you. I'm happy he and you have confidence in me. It is a 300 million euro endeavor, after all.
For Henry, that's just another Tuesday.
Oh, you are leaving now?
Yes. I am taking a Christmas holiday. I'll be back in the office in a few days. Call if you need me. It really was lovely to meet you both.
Henry and Wilfred exit. Jules.
Why didn't you tell Henry about the chocolate shop holdout?
It won't be an issue for long. There's no need for Henry or Wilfred to know about it.
Now at the Christmas market, a vendor hands Maya a bag.
For when she arrives.
Oh, yes.
Henry and Wilfred walk on the street.
That was short and sweet.
Wilfred.
Maybe you could have gone over a few of the details.
Henry.
Wilfred, I'm taking a break. I haven't had a holiday in what feels like 10 years.
What about that skydiving trip and the shark fishing?
Confidence-building exercises. You know, paramount for good management skills.
You don't seem too keen on the project.
Well, I wasn't expecting my father to retire quite so quickly, so yes, I am a little put out to be lumbered with this, and you know that these projects aren't really my thing.
I prefer to work on the charities for Children's Hospital, as you know.
I know.
I suggest that we just embrace the holiday spirit and, you know, chill.
Chill?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't chill well.
Careful, is that Jack Frost snipping at your nose?
Okay, okay. Why don't we go to the Christmas market tonight?
Ah, that's the spirit, Wilfred. Come on.
Later that evening, the Christmas market. Henry and Wilfred approach Charlotte's booth. Henry.
Ah, the potato chocolate.
Charlotte.
You.
Charlotte holds a sample tray.
At your own risk, we have many crazy varieties of chocolate here.
Well, I am ready to try them all.
Well, I made that one last night.
Henry takes a chocolate from the tray. He puts it in his mouth.
What do you think?
Hmm. This is the best chocolate I've ever had. Hmm. Seriously, it's like a little chocolate symphony playing a crunchy crescendo.
Can you wait while I write that down?
Maya.
Charlotte is the best chocolatier in Vienna.
At their booth.
I pay her to say that.
Henry Broadbent.
Henry offers his hand.
Charlotte Doppler. It's nice to see you again. Your donation to the Children's Hospital was incredibly generous.
This is Wilfred. We work together.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Maya holds out her hand.
I'm Maya.
Henry.
Pleasure to meet you, Maya.
Pleasure.
Henry shakes her hand.
Hello, Maya.
Hello.
So is it your first time at the Christmas markets?
Yes, it is, and we hope to see more of it.
Charlotte, you should show Henry around.
We're busy here, so...
No, not really. In fact, we're closing soon.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, I probably should be heading back towards the store.
No, I could walk with you if you like.
Wilfred, why don't you stay and satisfy your sweet tooth with some chocolate samples?
Maya holds out the samples.
Twist my taste buds.
Okay.
Charlotte and Henry go off together.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
I don't know if you know, but the markets here, they date back to the Middle Ages.
Oh.
Henry.
So in another lifetime, I could have bought you a dragon for Christmas.
Yes, and now I'm going to have to settle for a sword and the stone bottle opener.
I'm very intrigued by what you do. I mean, do you always make your own chocolate recipes?
No. No. Some are old, and some are new, but all of them are made in-house.
Ah, and I presume that you went to a chocolate school to study all of this?
I did not. No. I spent a lot of time here when I was growing up. All of the recipes were passed down by my Oma, my grandmother. Mm-hmm. And this year I am trying to make a few more recipes of my own.
Well, that must be good for business.
It can be. This year I've got a different reason. I'm tossing my hat in the ring to compete for Vienna's Chocolatier of the Year.
Wow. Well, no lacking in ambition here. So what is the... competition entail? I actually have to admit I've never been in a competition. Oh, except for the race to the cookie jar in boarding school.
Well, it's a little bit different than that. There's several rounds. We've submitted different flavor profiles, the store has been inspected, and now we're down to the final three.
Ah, only two to beat.
Yeah, but they are the best of the best.
And when's the competition held?
We have to submit everything on December 22nd at the Strauss Christmas Ball. And then we'll find out probably in the new year.
Oh, you've got 3 whole weeks.
I know. I still have to create some new recipes to wow the judges.
From what I've tasted, I think you got this.
Thank you.
I'm guessing that Christmas is a pretty hectic time for you.
Yeah. Yeah, and this year we have a little additional challenge.
Oh?
I am in a fight with City Hall over the historical classification of the business.
Oh, well, I would think that was easy. I mean, in Vienna, everything is historical.
Right, yeah, you'd think. But it's a little bit more complicated when you're up against a ruthless developer, so.
Huh. Ruthless? Well, that sounds pretty awful. Have you got good counsel?
They start walking again.
I was actually a lawyer in Cincinnati. Yeah, I'm not super familiar with how the systems work here in Vienna, though, but I am figuring it out.
Okay, hang on. I am confused. You are a lawyer in the US, but you are running a chocolate shop here in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
In what world does that make sense?
My oma left it to me when she passed a few years ago.
So you gave up your entire life in the US to come here?
Yeah.
What made you stay?
Well, the chocolate, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Silly question.
And what about you? London, I assume?
Yes. But my father was born here, in Vienna.
Really?
And then he moved to London, where he met my mother, and, well, they have me.
So are you associated with the hospital?
My father built it. I was involved with the project, and so I want to continue to support it.
That's very nice. What was the work you did? The design or...?
Oh, well, no, mainly, you know, number crunching, overseeing.
I see. So are you familiar with Vienna, then?
A little. But not at Christmas time. This is my first Viennese Christmas.
Ah, here on holidays, I see.
Yeah, yes and no. I am overseeing a little bit of business, but, well, things don't really get going until after the new year, so, I'm enjoying a break.
They move on down the street.
Thank you for walking me home.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, maybe we can.
They arrive at the shop.
This is me.
Henry looks at the Dobler chocolate sign surrounded by a wreath.
You live in a chocolate shop?
No, I live above a chocolate shop. It was my oma's place.
A hidden gem amongst the grandeur of the city's architecture. Vienna's Baroque elegance took a sweet detour into the land of chocolate.
Are you sure you don't work in PR?
I can't imagine waking up to the smell of chocolate. That would be very, very dangerous.
Well, speaking of which, can I offer you a chocolate nightcap?
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Come on.
They go inside. Deirdre is still at work. Deirdre.
Hey.
Wow. Busy place.
Yeah. This time of year, we're pretty well going full tilt.
Huh.
So, what would you like to try?
Surprise me.
Charlotte picks up a gold box. She opens the box, looks inside, closes it, and hands it to Henry.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess this is... Good night.
I guess so, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
He turns to leave.
Then
turns back.
This is
handing her his card.
I'm staying at the Christoph Hotel just around the corner, but maybe I'll bump into you again at the Christmas markets tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, actually, I might not be there tomorrow. I have some errands to run and a meeting at City Hall.
Oh, right. Yes, no, the business at City Hall. Yeah, bad guys to catch, heads to roll.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Well, if I were those ruthless developers, I'd be scared. Very scared.
Well, they should be, because I'm coming for them.
Ah. Good night.
Good night.
Henry goes off. Charlotte looks down at the card. She turns to walk away, then looks over her shoulder with a smile.
Morning, Judy.
The next morning, the chocolate shop.
Oh, let me guess. You were up all night again.
Charlotte.
No, I wasn't. I got up at 4. Here, can you try one of those?
Maya takes a chocolate from the proffered tray.
Yum, best ever.
Well, no, can I have real criticism, like an actual opinion?
In that case, I need to do a little more tasting.
She tries another.
How'd it go last night?
They walk through the shop.
If you are asking about Henry, he walked me home. End of story.
Oh, come on. Spill the tea. There has to be something.
There's no tea.
Fine. I brought you a coffee.
Maya hands her a coffee.
You know, you're becoming very boring. You're spending your days figuring out how to fight this developer and your nights making chocolate.
I have to win this, Maya. It's my only real hope of saving this place.
Well, then. Here's to sending those Danube mucky mucks packing.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They toast with coffee cups.
Now back to a much more interesting topic. Henry and Wilfred.
Oh, so it's Henry and Wilfred now.
Well, why not? I mean, clearly I have to push you out of your little shell, and frankly, I wouldn't mind having a date myself.
Well, good. It's about time. I mean, what, it's been 5 years since your divorce?
7 years, but who's counting? You know, Wilfred asked me if I would like to, let me just remember his exact phraseology, grab a hot toddy.
Oh, and what did you say?
I said yes.
Good.
Now, what about Henry?
You know what? It is a good idea. You should invite Henry along. That way, it will really break the ice.
Charlotte, you know what I'm talking about. You haven't had a date yourself since you arrived here 2 years ago, and now, out of the blue, this handsome man dances into your life. Who knows what could happen?
Okay, first of all, I met this handsome man like 5 minutes ago, and secondly, I have resigned myself to being the spinster of the chocolate shop.
Oh, appears that someone disagrees and thinks that you could find love.
Okay, you tell that cuckoo clock I'm not looking for love. Now, if you excuse me, I have a very big date.
Oh.
With the city clerk.
Oh.
See you later.
Charlotte goes off. Next at City Hall, Charlotte enters the beautiful lobby and goes upstairs.
I just want to confirm the status of my appeal.
Clerk.
I don't see any updates here.
Okay, well, how about the building age map?
I think it's safe to assume that even if one did exist, it was destroyed during the war.
I know it existed. It was done in the 1920s.
Yes, I understand. But if you don't have it, and we can't prove that your shop was established before 1924, we just can't classify it as historical.
Well, I know it was there, and my Oma told me so many stories.
But you don't have proof, Charlotte, so there is really not much I can do for you.
Okay, thank you.
Just so you know, all the other owners on Ringstrasse have agreed to sell.
I'm not selling.
I will put that in for the next committee meeting.
You know what? I'd actually like to be at that meeting if I could be.
Nothing is going to happen before Christmas.
Okay.
Charlotte exits. Now on the street, Charlotte runs into Henry coming out of a building. Henry.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, that's a lovely surprise. Oh, how did it go with City Hall?
Not as good as I'd hoped. Everything's in a bit of a standstill because of Christmas. So. Oh,
well, 'tis the season.
You mentioned your family's in development. What are the chances you know everything that I would need to know about historical classification at Vienna City Hall?
To be honest, I'm not that familiar with any of that.
Darn. I was hoping you could give me some insight.
I could ask a colleague of mine.
Oh, no. It's okay. I will figure it out. I should get going. The Christmas market tends to get busy about now, so I should check on Maya.
Okay. Well, maybe I could see you later.
Yeah, okay.
They start off in opposite directions, then turn back.
Do you want to have dinner with me? I mean, if you have time.
I always have time for food.
Great. I'll pick you up around 7.
Charlotte goes on her way. After a moment, Henry goes on his way. Later that evening, Charlotte and Henry sit at a table in a restaurant. Henry.
Christmas in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
There is simply nowhere else on earth as much.
Charlotte.
It is one of the perks of living here.
Yeah. So. What kind of law did you practice in
corporate.
America?
Corporate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mergers, acquisitions, securities, tax?
Environmental.
Oh.
I really wanted to make a difference, and I thought I could do that with the power of a big firm behind me, but didn't go according to plan.
What happened?
I guess I just got tired of helping corporations find loopholes so that they could do whatever they wanted.
Well, maybe this is where you're meant to be all along. I mean, you're running a successful business and, may I say, producing the best chocolates in the world.
Oh, thank you.
I admire what you've done. Really. Giving all that up and coming here, that takes a lot of bravery.
That or insanity.
All that.
No, I think making a change can be complicated. Mm. But sometimes you have to take a long, hard look at your life and think about if what you're doing is really making you happy. Ultimately, it boiled down to that for me. Hmm. You know what? Enough about me. I would like to hear about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, am I happy with my life?
Yeah.
Not especially.
That was very fast and succinct.
No, sorry. it's been on my mind a lot lately. What with my father's unexpected retirement and
taking over Eurostar and coming here.
Wait, you own Eurostar?
Yes, I do. It was started by my grandfather, and it was recently passed down to me.
Wow. That's a lot of responsibility. How did you get started?
I went to Cambridge to study business, because that's all I really ever knew. And after I graduated, I started working for the company, because I thought that that was the right thing to do at the time.
Not so much anymore?
Let's just call it a work in progress. I started out by wanting to make my father proud, and I am still striving to make my father proud.
Where is he now?
He's living in Paris. He had some health scares and decided that it was time to live his life.
What about your mom?
She left him 15 years ago. Yes, he didn't put much into the relationship. Business mattered more. Mm. So when I left home, she moved out. She's remarried, though, living happily in New York City.
So then she found her happy ending.
Yes, she did. Here's the happy endings.
They clink their glasses. Now they walk on the street. She grabs Henry's arm.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, do you mind cobblestone and heels?
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
Can't say I know the feeling.
Thanks.
So where were your parents born?
Well, my mom was actually born here in Vienna, and she was raised here. My dad was born in Canada. Long story short, my mom was and is a lawyer, and I followed in her footsteps. I thought it was what I wanted to do.
Until it wasn't.
Yeah. When my Oma passed, it changed my perspective on everything. Mm-hmm. I quit my job, and I ended a 5-year-long relationship.
Oof. That must have been hard.
It was something I needed to do. We were both just hanging on, but we knew it wasn't working. I think sometimes you stay because you're afraid of losing someone, but in the end, you kind of just lose yourself.
I think I know exactly what you mean. I was engaged.
Oh.
Twice.
Oh.
When I was much younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turns out I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic. Always falling for women who don't see me for who I am. Not looking to make those mistakes again.
I'm with you on that.
The next day, another restaurant.
So,
Henry.
How's it going at the office?
Wilfred.
Garner seems to be in control, so I think we're in good hands going forward.
Huh. I was thinking that I might stop by later. You know, get acquainted with everyone before it gets too busy in the new year.
I agree.
It's been good to spend some time away, though, to reassess where I am in life.
Do I sense a midlife crisis?
I had dinner with Charlotte last night. She said something that struck a chord with me. She said that sometimes it's good to take a long, hard look at your life and decide that if what you're doing is making you happy.
You have your own company, money, freedom to do whatever you want. What else is there?
Maybe a solid relationship one day? My father spent his entire adult life building Eurostar, blinded by money. Now he has heart problems, diabetes, and a fear of dying alone. I don't want my life to end up like that.
You don't have to be like your father. You have a chance to do something about it. Have you ever thought of bringing someone else in to run the company? Maybe Morgana, if she proves herself capable.
I don't know Morgana well enough, and even if I did, that would disappoint my father, and I don't want to do that. No, he may have been a thorn in my side and a lot to live up to, but he is still my dad.
I understand. It's tough. He's tough.
You heading into the office now?
Yes.
Do you mind if I tag along?
Meanwhile, it's busy at the chocolate shop. Deirdre serves customers. Charlotte's in the apartment looking over some papers. She makes a video call on her computer. Charlotte.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Mom.
Hey, sweetie. How's it going there?
Oh, it's okay. I didn't wake you up, did I?
Oh, no. I've been up since 5. I couldn't sleep thinking about everything that's going on there with you.
I'm sorry.
No need to be sorry. So, anything new with the appeal?
Not really. Aside from the fact that all the other stores have sold, so I'm now officially completely on my own. And Danube knows that they have all the power because I can't prove that this
business open before 1924 and without historical designation, we're officially toast.
Well, have you considered selling the business?
No, I'm not ready to give up on it. Not yet.
Okay, sweetie. I gotta go. I'll call you later.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Now Henry makes a call.
Yes. Well, just donate another 100,000 to the hospital foundation.
Morgana enters the boardroom.
Perfect. No. Just send over the paperwork and we'll get it sorted.
The call ends. He turns toward Morgana.
Morgana, thank you for coming. I just wanted to talk to you about a friend.
Morgana.
Sure.
Yeah, she needs some advice. And while I don't have too many details, it is development related. And, well, I thought, who else to ask but you?
Any specifics at all?
There's a developer who's trying to buy her property, but she doesn't want to sell. She says that it's on a historical landmark.
Oh. Is there a name of her business, an address?
Dobler Chocolate Shop on Ringstrasse.
Morgana smiles wryly.
I'll definitely check it out.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Shall I ask her to come see you?
Oh, no. I have to be in the area in the next couple of days. I'll drop in and have a chat with her.
Thank you, Morgana. I'm sure that, well, any advice that you could give her would be greatly appreciated.
And her name?
Charlotte. Charlotte Dobler.
Got it.
Morgana goes off. Now back at the Dobler chocolate shop.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in. Merry Christmas. It.
Charlotte serves a customer. The customer exits. Jules enters holding an envelope. Jules.
Hello. I have a package for Miss Charlotte Dobler.
Charlotte.
That's me. Thank you.
Jules exits.
Oh, how is the cranberry crunch coming along?
Deirdre.
It is perfectly crunchy. Perfect.
High shot of a skating rink. Next in Charlotte's apartment. Maya.
You know, your little tree over there is looking very sad.
I know. I feel bad. Every time I look at it, I just think I don't have enough hours in the day to decorate it.
Well, I have them. Lots of them. Lots of hours. When you're ready, call me and I'll be here.
With bells on?
With jingle bells on.
They're drinking wine. Charlotte taps the envelope on the table.
This arrived today. I was kind of scared to open it alone.
She pushes her wine aside and picks up the envelope. Charlotte pulls the form out of the envelope. She looks over the offer to purchase. Stamped in red.
What?
Eminent domain.
No. No. They cannot do this. Not right before Christmas.
Well, Maya looks at the offer.
I thought you turned down their offer.
I did. Except now they're pulling the eminent domain card. They said that they cleared this with everyone. I did not know about this.
Okay. First, please explain what eminent domain is.
It's expropriation. It's like a holiday hijack. No. Okay. Let's see. Okay, imagine the Grinch trying to convince everyone that it would be better for everybody if he took all of the Who's houses and used them to expand his cave, and then Whoville City Hall agrees with the Grinch, so they took all of the Who's houses away, making them available for the Grinch, except in this case, the cave is a shopping and apartment complex, making Danube Development the Grinch, and I am the Who!
You're the what?
It's... okay. We have to get out.
Well, they can't do that. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. But if the ghost of Christmas future is coming for Dobler chocolates, then the ghost of Christmas present is going to fight back. It is time that I put my lawyer hat back on.
Do it. What's a who?
Oh my gosh, have you never seen the Grinch? Maya.
Later, back in the chocolate shop, now panning an array of scrumptious looking chocolates. Maya.
How'd it go at City Hall?
I filed an injunction. That's all I can do for now.
I wish there was some way to prove what your grandmother told you.
I know. Hey. I keep looking through everything, every paper, just hoping I'm gonna find something.
You know, if you lose, you still have options. You could take the money and set up somewhere else.
I know, but this place was my Oma's legacy. And she entrusted it to me. I have to at least try to fight for it.
What about Henry? Do you think he might be able to help? Wilfred told me that he's a developer.
Yeah, I asked already.
So you saw him again?
Charlotte walks away. Smugly.
I did. We had dinner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And?
I might be seeing him again tonight.
Huh. Really?
We'll see.
Thanks for keeping me in the loop.
Charlotte exits. Later, Charlotte and Henry are at a table on a terrace. Henry.
Carolers are really good.
Charlotte.
Yeah, they really are.
This is such an interesting place.
Yeah, it's called a Punch Terrace. They pop up all over the city at Christmas.
Oh, charming and cozy. It's the perfect way to enjoy the season.
A server brings them tall cakes.
Oh, perfect. Oh. Here, thank you.
What on earth are these?
Okay, so these are chimney cakes.
What cakes?
Chimney cakes. Oh, okay. These are a wonderful dessert. And they originated in Transylvania.
Oh.
Exactly.
How do you take yours?
Usually just with some caramel.
And chocolate?
Mm-mm, no chocolate.
No chocolate? Hang on, the chocolatier has no chocolate. That's like Christmas with no presents.
I have no explanation. I don't know.
Okay, this is so much fun. It's almost like we're not in the city.
I know.
So how was your day?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't great. I had to go to City Hall to file an injunction because I got this from the developers yesterday.
She shows him the offer.
Turns out that they have somehow managed to convince the city to expropriate, so I am most likely going to lose my home, my shop, and they are going to tear it down and turn it into shopping boutiques and apartments.
He looks down at the offer.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I don't either. The owner of this company must just be a despicable human being because I don't understand how someone could do something like this and not think about the people that they're hurting.
The next day.
Please.
Henry.
Explain to me how this happened.
Morgana.
Well, there was a holdout. Only one, but she's being very difficult. She's claiming her property is a historical landmark when it isn't.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. The building registration says 1945. It has to be at least 1924 to qualify. We've made numerous, generous offers, and she's refused all of them.
Do you even know her?
Does it really matter? It's a business deal.
Of course it matters. As a corporation, we cannot be in a position to destroy people's lives.
It's a little late for that.
Well, why was I not told about this from the get-go?
You said you didn't want to do any work before the new year, so I didn't think you needed to know. We handle problems like this all the time. Money talks. It's just a matter of the right price.
Money is not always the answer.
This is. We have investors and 300 million euros on the line. I'm not about to let this project go down over one greedy holdout.
Morgana, she is not a greedy holdout. I don't care how much money we have on the line. This needs to be fixed now. Charlotte will not be evicted from her business and her home.
Morgana turns away and exits. Now Henry's at an outdoor cafe with Wilfred. Wilfred.
This is getting worse by the second.
Henry.
Should have taken your advice in the beginning and gone through the plans with Morgana.
But you didn't. You have to tell Charlotte it's your company.
I can't do that. She called the owner of Danube Developments a despicable human being.
You know this is going to blow up.
Maybe, but I don't want to ruin what we have. There's a lot at stake here. I'll call my father. I'll get this straightened out.
She stirs a mixture in a bowl. Maya.
Haven't you already tried every recipe in the book?
Charlotte.
Yes, but we only have 10 days until the deadline, and I have to get this right.
You're overthinking.
I know.
Maybe we could talk later.
Maya's dressed to go out.
Oh, Wilfred, I presume.
Yes, we're going to go and grab that hot toddy.
Have fun.
Maya exits. Charlotte picks up her phone and sends a text to Henry. Still at the outdoor cafe, he takes out his phone and checks the text. Skating tonight? Henry.
It's Charlotte.
Tell her. Better to be honest now and get it done.
I can fix this, Wilfred. I know I can. I just need a little bit more time to figure it out.
Wilfred shakes his head. Later that evening, Charlotte and Henry meet up at the skating rink.
Hey.
Hey.
Race you around the rink?
Yeah, I'm just gonna stretch for a minute. Yeah. You know how it is before a big workout. You know, strenuous exercise and all that?
Oh, yeah. No, of course. So I take it you're more of an athlete on the ice?
Oh, yes.
I should be expecting some triple axles, maybe some quads.
That's me. Yeah.
He stands, fake stretching.
Do you want me to do a little loop and I'll come back?
Yeah. I'll see you in a loop.
Charlotte skates off. He watches as she spins. She skates back to him.
Ready?
I think I pulled a muscle.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure these are two left boots.
You just don't know how to skate at all, do you?
No. I was hoping it wasn't that obvious.
It is. Here. I'll help.
Okay. You're pretty good, though. I assume you come here a lot.
Yeah, every chance I get. It's my little piece of heaven.
Oh, I guess it's my little piece of hell.
Okay, doubt.
Yep.
Channel your inner penguin.
Pretty sure that's a yoga move.
It is, yeah. You haven't heard of the downward penguin?
She stands behind him, holding him by the waist. Henry stumbles.
Okay.
Here we like to administer a cup of hot cider to save lives.
He sits at a nearby table, located on the ice.
No problem.
They both sit.
Well, now that you've officially saved my life, I am forever in your debt.
Well, I am going to remember that forever, and I will. Oh, thank you.
They are served cider.
I will call and collect. Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink their mugs.
You really love it here, don't you? Vienna, I mean.
I do. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I practically grew up here as the only grandchild, so I was spoiled rotten. I came here every summer, and then my mom and I would come every Christmas, and I would spend every second that I had in that chocolate shop trying to make chocolate.
So where's your mom now?
She's still working in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Will you get to see her over the holidays now?
I don't know this year. Normally I would go back, but it's just been a little bit more complicated. Everything that's going on with the shop, so.
Right, yeah. What will you do if you can't keep it?
I don't know. I do have a friend from law school who has a pretty successful practice, and she said that there's always an open office for me if I decide to move home, so that's an option.
Wouldn't that be giving up on your dream and everything that you've accomplished here?
I don't want to, but if I don't have a choice, then...
You always have a choice, just maybe not the one you expected.
I know, I don't know if I'm ready for that. But I still have a little fight left in me. If Danube thinks they're getting rid of me that easily, then they have another thing coming. I mean, you're in the business. What do you think of the company?
It's pretty bad.
Well, then maybe we should take them on together. Take them down.
Henry smiles nervously and drinks his cider. The next day, Henry's in the boardroom with Morgana.
Look here. I was thinking that if we redesign the plans, we could exclude the shop altogether.
Morgana.
It's not possible at this point.
Why not? I mean, we exclude things all the time for zoning.
This project is tied up with a red bow. We're asking for trouble.
I don't mind a little trouble.
You know the chocolate lady filed an injunction.
Could you set up a meeting with me and the architect, please?
I'll send his contacts. For whatever it's worth, whatever you're thinking, I suggest you drop it now.
I suggest that you get me the architect's contacts ASAP.
As Morgana exits, Wilfred enters. Wilfred.
Any chance you fessed up to Charlotte last night?
Nope. If I had, we would have been yesterday's news. Like dried pine needles begging to be vacuumed up.
More drama than a Christmas pageant with you.
Henry.
You might want to step back from Charlotte for a while. Give this a chance to get sorted.
I haven't felt this kind of connection with anyone for a long, long time, Wilfred. I really think that we might be able to make a thing of this. I need to come up with a new plan. I just need to find a way to fix it.
Anyway, I'm going to her place tonight for the Christmas tree decorating. Maya invited me. Oh. Are you coming?
I'll be there.
Now it's Charlotte's decorating the tree. Henry hangs a large bauble.
Believe it or not, I've never actually decorated a Christmas tree before.
Charlotte.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, my parents weren't really into Christmas.
Well, did you miss it?
Well, I suppose you don't really miss what you never had.
Well, I don't know, what about Christmas morning and your stockings and Santa and family gatherings?
A lot of the time I wasn't even with my parents. They were often traveling and I was at boarding school.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, that's an intricate one. Did you mean that? It's very intricate.
Yes, I did when I was very little. It's just folding and cutting. It's very easy once you get the hang of it.
Charlotte hangs the homemade decoration.
I can't believe you've never decorated a Christmas tree before.
Well, first time for everything.
True.
Oh, let me guess, you...
He looks at another homemade decoration.
Did you make him, too?
I did, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every year, my Oma and I would sit in this apartment and make Christmas decorations. It's kind of sad to think it could be my last year here.
Don't give up hope.
So do you think you're going to celebrate Christmas this year?
Oh, I haven't really decided yet. I mean, there's any big plans?
Well, I'm going to be making dinner here, if you wanted to join me.
I'd love that. I'm a terrible cook.
Oh, good. I won't let you in the kitchen. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it looks like it's ready.
Yeah.
Shall we turn on the lights? If the cuckoo says it's time, then it's time.
Charlotte turns on the tree.
Okay.
Henry admires it. Together, Henry and Charlotte admire the tree.
What do you think?
I think it's kind of magical.
Now Wilfred and Maya walk through the Christmas market. Maya.
There is nothing better than decorating a Christmas tree to bring people together, is there?
Wilfred.
Except for maybe Christmas dinner in New York. All that turkey and cranberry sauce.
Better than fish soup and mashed potatoes.
Oh, you bet. Maybe we could spend Christmas together in New York.
They stop walking.
Sometime. In the future, I mean. Distant future. But only if you want.
You know what, Wilfred? I think I might like that.
I'll see you later.
Wilfred and Maya embrace. Charlotte's nearby holding a tray of samples.
Charlotte?
Oh, Wilfred.
Maya joins Charlotte.
Well, that was very sweet of Wilfred to come visit you.
It was. And last night was fun too, wasn't it? Not that I got to spend a lot of time with you. I saw the way Henry was looking at you.
Yeah, I really like him a lot.
See, I knew it. And I knew it from the beginning.
I'm feeling more and more drawn to him, but now I'm worried I should slow things down.
Why? What's wrong?
I just can't stop thinking about the appeal. What if I lose, Maya? It's not just the shop. It's my apartment, my whole life. So what, do I just stay here in Vienna? Or do I go home? Because if I go back to Cincinnati, any hope of things happening with Henry is done.
Don't think about that right now. You will figure out a way to carry on forward, as you always do. And don't forget, you have me. And I am not going anywhere.
Charlotte takes Maya's hand.
Thank you, Maya. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Henry on the phone.
Dad. Hi. Thanks for calling me back.
Gordon. Video call.
It's not every day I get a call from my son. How's everything going there?
Oh, well, it's coming along.
Are you enjoying being the president, not having the old
man to look over your shoulder?
Yes, I've been coming into the office a couple of times, but I'm trying to take it easy until after the holidays.
Take time for yourself, something I never did. How's the new project coming along?
Well, it's...
As you know, I bought Danube.
For that project, I'm planning to move there.
So don't mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Something's up. You didn't just call me for a friendly chat.
Dad, I think we may have to reconsider the design.
Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, we've had an appeal.
And an injunction.
There's no reason to reconsider the design.
Appeals are par for the course. Happens with every project.
No, Dad, this is different.
The business has been in the family for generations, and the owner is not willing to back down. If we're not careful, we could be stalled indefinitely.
Up the price and be done with it.
I can't do that. But I might have come up with an alternative that I think could work.
You want my advice? Pay them off. Be done with it. I'll talk with you later.
Brilliant.
the call ends.
Thanks, Dad.
Now at the chocolate shop. Charlotte is arranging a display. Deirdre enters with a tray of chocolate. She sets the tray on a shelf.
Some of the staff are worried you are going to shut down the business and go back. Are you?
Charlotte.
I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. Just so you know, we've all talked and we are willing to do whatever it takes to help you. Move if that's what you need. Give up our salaries until you are back on your feet.
Oh my gosh, Deirdre, no, you don't have to do that.
We know, but we all love our jobs here and our lives are better with you in it. We're a team.
Oh, I'm sorry I made you cry. Oh, it's okay. You just melted my heart.
Charlotte and Deirdre embrace. Next in the apartment, video call. Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm still pushing through. I don't really know what else to do.
Mom.
Do you want me to fly in?
No, it's okay. I'll figure it out.
I actually met someone. He's pretty wonderful. His name's Henry.
Oh, is he a keeper?
Yeah, he is. Or he would be if we lived in the same city. Just worried if I lose the business, I might have to come home.
Well, I'd be happy to have you come back.
But
it's not every day that you meet that special someone. Make sure you think about your future and what you really want before making any decisions.
I will. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, keep me posted. Love you.
Bye.
Later, Danube Development. Charlotte gets into an elevator. As the doors close, the second elevator door is open, and Henry steps out. Next on the street in front of the building. Henry exits, talking on his phone.
No, you did the right thing. Okay.
Charlotte appears.
Is there a fire?
Henry.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
No, I'm just, I'm late.
Oh.
For a party. You know, a Christmas party.
Okay, well, I won't keep you. Have fun.
Yeah, why don't you come with me? I mean, if you have time.
As a matter of fact, I do have time. Yeah. I was just at Danube hoping to speak to anyone in charge, but the woman there said that they were all out of the office today, so I'll have to go back another time.
I mean, is that such a good idea? What I mean is that really a good plan?
Well, it's the only plan I have, so.
Well, that and the Christmas party.
That and the Christmas party.
Taxi?
Yeah.
Henry indicates a nearby horse-drawn carriage. Next, they're riding in the carriage covered with a warm blanket.
I hope that you're warm enough.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. I don't think I've ever done this.
Me neither.
No?
Seemed like the perfect moment.
Now, a sign. Welcome to our annual children's party. Santa Claus interacts with kids. An elf gives a boy a candy cane. Charlotte.
This place looks incredible.
Oh, it's the annual Christmas party for the Children's Hospital.
Kids, they look so happy. Thank you for inviting me to come with you.
I'm glad you could come. Oh, you remember Hans from the fundraising.
Hans.
Henry, good to see you again. I'm so glad you could make it this year.
Thrilled. You know Charlotte from Double Chocolate?
Of course. Your chocolates were a hit at the gala. They're a national treasure. Henry donates all of the food and entertainment here every year.
Wow. That's really sweet.
He's just never actually been until today.
Timing worked out this year.
Because you're here for that big...
Big party.
Right, Hans.
Yes.
Right. Here for the big party. Not the time for business talk, if you'll excuse me.
Hans goes off. Henry joins some kids at a craft table.
Hey. How you doing?
Charlotte joins in.
I join in too.
Now chocolates are being made. Melted chocolate. Melted chocolate being poured over a base. Now in the chocolate shop, Jules and Morgana enter. Deirdre greets them. Deirdre.
Can I help you?
Is Charlotte Dobler available?
Who should I say is waiting to see her?
Morgana Allard, CEO of Danube Development. Would you like to try one?
Oh, yes, please, thank you.
Jules tries a chocolate. Morgana declines.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Charlotte appears.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Can I help you?
I'm Morgana Allard. My company, Danube Development, is building the boutique and apartment project here on Ringstrasse.
Yes, I've heard all about it.
I'm sure you have. And you probably also know Danube has made several offers for the purchase of your property.
Yes, and I've made an appeal and an injunction.
Miss Dobler, no need to posture. Danube can be very generous. Perhaps our original offer was too low. I have the authority to increase it substantially.
While I appreciate that, I inherited this building from my grandmother. It is not about the money, and it is not for sale.
Everything is for sale. And sooner or later, even the historical fanatics like yourself must stand aside for the march of progress, huh?
Well, like I said, I'm not interested.
Think what you could do with this money.
Morgana holds out a manila envelope. Charlotte stands, arms folded.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Charlotte's given the envelope. Jules and Morgana exit. Later, Danube Development. Henry's on a video call with his dad.
So I met with the architect this afternoon.
So you're pushing ahead with this idea of yours?
Yes. I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen, but he has agreed to look at my proposals.
To be honest, I don't care what he thinks.
This decision lies with
the almighty Euro. And who picks up the bill in the end?
Yes, I know that, Dad. But not everything in life has to be about money.
So you're going to complain about money now? It gave you the life you have, and might I say, everything you needed.
Yes, it afforded me a privileged life, but all I ever really needed was my father.
You were too busy making money to spend time with me. We never did anything together. We've never even had a real conversation.
I made some mistakes, and for that I'm sorry.
Well, we all make mistakes, but what matters is what we do moving forward. So can I rely on your support with this project?
Suffice to say, you do not have my blessing.
Okay, well, have to go.
Henry closes his laptop. Now he takes out his phone and sends a text. Would it be okay if I dropped by? Charlotte replies, only if you feel like eating chocolate for dinner. Now Henry's at the chocolate shop with Charlotte. Charlotte's busy making chocolate. She stirs melted chocolate in a bowl. She pours the melted chocolate over pieces of fruitcake on a tray. Are you ready for Christmas? Henry holds up a chocolate, then samples it. Charlotte.
Now that we've done this, do you want to go upstairs and have some charcuterie and some eggnog?
Henry.
I would love some eggnog.
Okay, let's go.
Charlotte removes her apron.
Thank you for tonight.
Now in the apartment.
I really needed this.
Is everything okay?
It's something just with my father. We've never really seen eye to eye, and well, today it all came to a bit of a head. It makes me feel like I want to give up on him.
Well, did you tell him how you're feeling?
Let's just say that I said a few things that I probably shouldn't have.
I mean, you said something. That's a start.
I'm not sure he took it too well, though.
You never know. Sometimes it just takes a little while for the words to sink in.
Yes. Yes, I guess it does sometimes. I hope that you had more of a positive day.
Interesting, I think would be a better word.
She takes a carton of eggnog from the fridge.
I had some visitors from Danube.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She pours the nog.
The woman I met at their offices the other day. And someone named Morgana. Oh. Yeah. They stopped by with a new, very substantial offer for me.
Do you think you're going to take it?
Still not sure what I'm going to do if I lose this building, so.
He grabs her hand.
Well, I don't want you to go. I mean, I'll probably be living here. And, well, I'll have no one to feed me the best chocolates in the world. Besides, I like seeing you. I like your smile. You make me laugh and you make me feel like anything is possible.
I like seeing you, too. But I do have to be realistic.
Henry lets go of Charlotte's hand. She returns the nog to the fridge.
What if I told you that there was a good elf up there. And he sees everything. And he is working furiously to make some magic.
Have you had too much spiked eggnog? Every time I hear that, I feel like my Oma is right here. She always said that the chime was good luck.
Maybe it will be this time.
Yeah, you've definitely had too much eggnog. Should we go downstairs? See if our new creation is ready?
I will never say no to chocolate.
You know, I'm kind of scared that we're gonna love it. I feel like I'm trying to choose a date for the ball and all of the contenders look good.
Well, don't forget about me. I am available and currently dateless.
You are not a chocolate.
Fair point.
They head downstairs.
These should be ready now.
Now in the store.
Let's see.
Chocolate. Interesting.
Charlotte pops a chocolate into Henry's mouth.
Mmm. And delicious.
Mm-hmm.
She tries one herself.
I never thought I could like fruitcake.
That is because it's the culinary equivalent of socks.
I can definitely see why this place would make you want to stay.
Yeah, it's funny. I always felt more like home than home did.
I wish I had that. I never really managed to put down roots anywhere.
How come?
Never really had a reason.
Henry looks at Charlotte.
Till now.
Charlotte turns away.
You know what? Will you help me carry these?
Sure.
She hands him a tray. Now they approach a chocolate fountain.
So your grandma started this shop up on her own?
No, actually. My great-grandparents started it and then passed it down to her. It's been around forever. Feel free. Go ahead.
I will.
Yeah, at some point they developed such a reputation of excellence that one of the conductors for the Vienna Symphony used to demand that there be Doebler chocolates at the end of every performance.
Ah, Vienna Symphony Orchestra. I'm a bit of a symphony buff. What was his name?
Oh, gosh. Felix von...
Weingarten?
Henry dips a strawberry in the fountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might have been.
Uh-huh. Do you know the year that the business was established?
Well, I know it was established in the 1920s, but all I have is a registration certificate from 1945. It's good, right?
Hmm. But Felix von Weingarten was here in the early 1920s. Do you have anything else to go on for the history of the place?
Well, again, in the 1920s, Vienna did building area maps to inventory all of the construction of the buildings, but I tried to find it, and a lot of the documents were destroyed during the war.
So the proof that you need to certify this as a historical site might not even exist?
Unfortunately not. No, all I have are the stories my grandmother told me. Oh.
She wipes chocolate from her lower lip.
Thank you. No, you're good. You should try again, though.
I'm definitely going to try it again.
Another day, City Hall. Charlotte enters. She approaches the clerk's desk. She hands him a gold box.
Oh.
Clerk.
For me?
Charlotte.
For you.
They take a seat at the desk.
You're wasting your time chasing that appeal, you know? Danube has the upper hand here.
I know. But I just have some new information. I need to do a little research. So I need a favor.
He eats a chocolate.
Well, make it fast because I'm leaving early today. Mm-hmm. Nobody messes with my grandma when she's having a family Christmas party. So I'm...
Okay. Well, I just need a pass to the records office.
Not today.
I don't need you to accompany me.
No. That's not a problem, but we're closing early today and we are only allowing one person in this afternoon. And that spot is taken.
I'm sure whoever's in there won't mind. I won't disturb them. I'll just take a peek.
Charlotte gets up to leave.
Oh, say hi to your grandma for me.
You know my grandma?
I might.
Good try.
Charlotte exits. The clerk continues eating chocolates. Later, Charlotte's at home on her laptop searching the internet. Her search is inconclusive.
Nothing, of course, there's nothing. Oh my gosh.
She reads an article.
Danube Development. Why have you not searched that before? It's recently acquired by Eurostar.
She reaches for Henry's nearby business card.
Okay, that can't be right because that's Henry's company.
She searches and a photo of Henry comes up.
Billionaire? What? Billionaire bachelor Henry Broadbent takes the reins of Eurostar and Danube Development following the retirement of his father, Gordon Broadbent. Henry knew the whole time.
Charlotte looks up from the screen.
The paperwork submitted by Danube was incomplete. Signatures were missing. There's a lot.
He hands a form to Henry. Henry.
Looks like Danube made a right mess of it. What about the historical designation for Dublin?
So you are Danube.
Charlotte appears.
You're good, Henry. You really pulled one over on me. Did you really think that I wouldn't figure out that you own this company too?
Charlotte.
You're the one that's been working against me this whole time.
No. No. Charlotte, the minute that I found going on,
stop with your excuses, Henry. I trusted you. So much so that I didn't think I needed to check you out. One click of a button and here I am.
Charlotte, you can still trust me.
No, clearly.
Charlotte walks away.
Charlotte, wait!
Nearby, Morgana watches. Now back in Charlotte's apartment, she looks at a photo of her Oma.
Come on, Oma, there has to be something.
She picks up a notebook and a photo falls out. She looks at a photo of her grandmother with another woman. She turns the photo over. On the back is written, Paulina and an address. Next, Charlotte rides her bike to Paulina's apartment building. An ornate historical apartment building. She parks the bike outside the building. She takes off her scarf and puts it in the basket of the bicycle. Charlotte enters the building. She climbs the stairs. Next, she's knocking on Paulina's door. A much older Paulina opens the door. She stares at Charlotte in surprise. Charlotte.
Paulina?
Oh, my heavens. Charlotte, I haven't seen you for years. Come on in.
Charlotte enters the apartment.
Oh, thank you. I remember you and my Oma were so close. I always loved seeing you in the store when I was growing up.
Did she ever tell you how we met?
No.
Paulina pours tea.
Well.
She brings Charlotte a cup.
I'm a New Jersey girl.
Thank you.
And we met in New York all those years ago.
She pours herself tea.
She could barely speak a word of English. And she just married your grandfather.
Paulina sits.
He was American, as you know, so he was worried. So he hired me to teach her some English. And before we knew it, we were best friends.
Well, what brought you here to Vienna?
I followed your grandmother. She had to come back to take over the shop when her own mother died. She was terrified of running the business, so she begged me to come with her. And of course, I jumped at the chance for a little adventure.
Now, you worked with her until you retired, right?
I did. Your grandmother loved you more than anyone. And I can see why she left Ober chocolate to you.
That's actually why I'm here. I'm at risk of losing it to a developer. And I wanted to see if there was any chance that you knew anything about the history of Dobler or anything about when it opened.
Okay, your grandmother told me all about that. And when I retired, she gave me a photo.
Photo of the grandparents in front of the shop.
That is your great-grandparents. And if you look closely, you'll see they're standing outside Dobler Chocolate on the day it opened.
May I?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte studies the black and white photo.
Established 1921.
That's right. So, if any developer comes after Dobler, this is all you need.
I needed an angel today, and I found one.
I've been called a lot of things in my life, but never an angel. I'll take it.
Can I borrow this?
You can keep it. And if you need me, I remember all the stories your grandmother told me, even about the war. Even when everyone was being bombed around them, Dobler stood strong and proud on that corner.
Thank you.
I have to go. But I promise I will come back.
Bring chocolates?
I will bring you anything you want. Thank you, Polly. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, dear.
Later, Charlotte returns to the chocolate shop. Maya.
Where have you been?
Charlotte.
I had an errand to run.
An errand? You've been gone for hours.
And you didn't tell us. We were worried sick.
You just disappeared. Poof! Out of nowhere. I was going to call the police.
Okay, you two are insane, but I am so lucky to have two people who care so much about me.
Well, just don't do it again. Ever. You're going to give me a heart attack.
Yes, ma'am. I just went to see Paulina, and I think she just gave us the proof that we need to save this shop. Look. Right there. Established 1921.
Does this mean you just won your appeal?
I hope so, but even if I don't, I've decided to stay. You two have been with me through so much, and we've stuck together through all of it. Even if we have to move, we're a family.
Oh, I'm so relieved that you're safe.
They all embrace.
Oh, are we all ready for the chocolate-making marathon tonight? Everything has to be handed in at noon tomorrow.
We've got a team coming in this afternoon to run the shop, so we are on it.
Okay, amazing.
You know, I really like this family idea. Can I be mom?
Sisters?
Obviously.
Charlotte goes off.
Oh, no. I forgot to tell her about Henry.
Charlotte enters her apartment to find a vase of roses sitting on a table. She picks up the nearby card. Charlotte reads,
I don't expect you to forgive me, but please give me a chance to explain. I'll be waiting at the skating rink.
Now at the skating rink, Henry's trying to skate. Charlotte arrives. Charlotte.
What are you doing, Henry?
Henry.
You said that this was your favorite place, and I wanted to show you that I would do anything to explain myself and to apologize for the terrible mistake that I made.
Okay.
He nearly falls.
Please, just hear me out.
Yes, just get off the ice so you don't hurt yourself, okay?
They sit on a bench.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry that I betrayed you in the worst possible way.
It's more than that, Henry. You lied to me. And you kept things from me when you know how important the shop is to me.
I didn't know that Danube was the developers that were causing you so many problems until you showed me that letter.
Well, then you should have told me then.
I should have.
Yes, you should have. How could you possibly not know that it was your company who was trying to force me out?
Shamefully, I have to admit that when taking over the company, I didn't think things through properly or register the negative impact that it could have on some people. My focus is always on the charity work.
Well, unfortunately, the consequences of what your company does is on you.
I see that now. And Charlotte, I am so sorry.
I appreciate the apology.
Please know that I did everything that I could, and I will continue to do everything within my power to fix this.
I don't need a hero, Henry. I need someone who is willing to be honest with me.
Morgana gave this to me.
He hands her a folded piece of paper.
But I think it's going to be of more use to you. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow at the bar.
Henry gets up and goes off. She unfolds the paper. It's an ordnance map.
Building map.
Later that night, Dobler Chocolates. Charlotte.
Honestly, I'm kind of shocked he gave this to me. I mean, he's got to know that this is going to harm him and the business.
Maya.
Charlotte, don't you see what's going on here? I know you're hurt, but literally everyone else can tell that Henry is madly in love with you and willing to risk it all. Maybe you should give him a chance.
Now, Danube Boardroom. Wilfred.
The board members should be here shortly. Let me check with reception.
Wilfred exits, leaving Henry alone to look over some maps. Henry turns, surprised to see his father behind him. Henry.
Dad.
Gordon.
You're surprised to see me.
Yes. I know you didn't give me your blessing, but I went ahead and did what I thought was right.
You don't need my blessing, son. I'm proud of you.
You stood your ground with me. And even when I was unkind, you forged ahead. I was a little shocked at the time. But when I thought about it, I realized how right you were.
It's been a pretty tough few weeks. But the silver lining is that I've met someone special. Although, because of all of this, I don't think that we're in a very good place. I wasn't exactly honest, and I don't think that she'll ever forgive me.
Wilfred told me all about her. And the mess Morgana's got us into. What's next for her? Fired, I hope.
No, Dad, I didn't fire her. She was honest in the end, and that counts for a lot. And she was acting in what she thought was the best interests of the company, so I'm going to give her another chance.
Your call.
What happens if the board don't approve my proposal? This could be...
It's business. We'll figure it out.
Henry takes a step closer.
I'm glad you're here, Dad.
I love you, son.
I love you too, Dad.
Henry and Gordon embrace. Now back to the chocolate making. Strawberries line a sheet pan. Chocolate is poured out onto a work surface. Charlotte spreads chocolate over the work surface. She works the chocolate with a spatula. Maya enters. Charlotte.
Hi. Okay, can you try one or both of those?
Maya tries a chocolate. Maya.
Moment of truth. Okay, seriously, your absolute best ever. There is no way that anyone can beat this.
Charlotte smiles.
You sound like Henry. It's not a chocolate he doesn't like.
Charlotte picks up a chocolate. Maya and Charlotte tap two chocolates together in a toast. They consume the chocolates.
They're pretty good.
The next day, the Strauss Ballroom. In street clothes, Charlotte delivers her submission to the contest. She hands in a large gold box tied up in a red ribbon.
There you go. Thanks.
Charlotte.
I guess now we just wait until the new year. Good luck.
To you too.
Thank you.
Charlotte exits. Later that evening, the Strauss Ballroom. Dressed in their finery, Myra, Wilfred, and Henry stand at a table. All heads turn as Charlotte enters. She wears a red floor-length ball gown. Maya to Wilfred.
Perhaps we should go and find some champagne.
They go off. Charlotte approaches Henry. Henry looks at her admiringly. Henry.
You look beautiful.
Charlotte.
Thank you.
A server offers them champagne. They each take a glass.
You must be our chocolatier.
Gordon appears.
Oh, Charlotte. This is my father.
Oh, it's an honor to meet you.
They shake hands.
Gordon, please. Henry's told me all about you. Charlotte in the chocolate shop. Did he tell you about our meeting today? The board has decided to stop the project if necessary, so you do not have to fight it anymore. But there's another game afoot. Before there was any map, my son came up with another plan which I think you should take a look at. It could work for everyone, including you. Please, excuse me.
Gordon goes off.
Henry, before you say anything, I want you to know that I know you never meant to hurt me. We all make mistakes.
Yes, we do.
So, what was this other solution your dad was talking about?
Well, it was a last-ditch effort in case all else failed. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, well, here...
He shows her on his phone.
I have two designs. The first one is the original, where I excluded your shop altogether so that Dobler Chocolate would not be affected at all. And the second one, This is the new design, where we incorporate Dobler Chocolate.
How would that work exactly?
Well, we would build around it, but it would still be incorporated. You would still own
a chocolate shop exactly the way you do now.
But it would become the featured store in the entire project.
But the decision is entirely yours, so.
Well, maybe it is time I blend the old and the new. I'll think about it.
He takes her by the hands.
I am mad about you, Charlotte.
I was mad at you. But I think I might just be mad about you, too.
Do you want to dance?
Is your dancing better than your skating?
Oh, yes. I've been working on my waltz for years.
Arm in arm, they step into the center of the dance floor. Other couples join around them as the musicians begin to play. Henry watches as Charlotte twirls in her flouncy red gown. She faces him and he bows. She curtsies. They circle each other back to back. Then they each raise an arm, joining hands. The waltz begins. Charlotte twirls. They waltz together, performing formal, coordinated, choreographed steps. Other couples whirl around them. Charlotte leans back as Henry dips her. Another twirl. He lifts her horizontally, twirling in a circle. Then gracefully sets her back on her feet. They meet in the center in a kiss. Sometime later, back at the chocolate shop, Charlotte hangs her award. Henry.
Congratulations.
Charlotte.
Thank you. I think I've officially made my choice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think my Oma would be really impressed with the thoughtfulness of your design and would be honored to be the feature store of your development.
So does this mean that we're moving forward together?
Sounds like a yes.
To the old.
And to the new.
They toast with champagne. They drink. Henry takes her glass.
Happy New Year, Henry.
He sets both glasses aside.
Happy New Year, Charlotte.
Charlotte and Henry kiss. Now fireworks light up the sky over Vienna. Credits.